The views and opinions of Layla Rahimi and Marshall Harris should not be taken too seriously, especially when they give advice. Do not take Marshall's analogies literally, especially when it comes to Russell Dorsey. The sports thoughts of Rahimi and Harris may change at any time. Remember, it's just sports. Okay, thanks. Bye. Bye. Bye.
Rahimi and Harris, 10 to 2 on 670.
It's dumb to say that the Bears are ahead of any of those three teams who have had winning records recently and have been really good recently.
What happened the last time the Bears played the Packers? Remind me.
Oh, yes.
Where was that game?
You're really going to say that because the Bears won that game against the Green Bay Packers?
I'm just saying, remind me.
Where do you line these guys up? Boom, 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 boom. Where are the Bears? Last?
The Bears are third.
Third.
The Packers are last.
Okay.
A few moments later.
Breaking news into the NFL Network newsroom. Micah Parsons is a Green Bay Packer.
Micah Parsons has been sent to the Green Bay Packers.
What happened? What?
This is not a drill. This is not April Fool's Day.
Meaning what?
Layla Rahimi. Marshall Harris. Rahimi and Harris. Middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
We're going to do a segment at the end of this program today called Hot Takes Gone Bad. Marshall Harris, you just got yourself a spot in that segment at 145. So stay tuned for that. This is the Rahimi and Harris Show on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. We are in for Rahimi and Harris today. When I say we, I mean the Take the North podcast, along with Dan Wiederer of The Athletic. I am Mark Grody of Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. That's the way we usually begin TTN. What up, Dan? How are you today, sir?
I'm doing wonderful. Happy Labor Day weekend to you. We obviously got a fun 4 hours together here before we depart into that world. What a day, right? What a time of year, and what a day for us to start to get ready for real regular season NFL football.
It is on the headline of the day to reset for you folks out there who need to hear it word for word. The Dallas Cowboys traded star edge rusher Micah Parsons to the Green Bay Packers for a first-round pick in 2026 and a first-round pick in 2027 and defensive tackle Kenny Clark. So there it is. The trade has been made. And it hurts to say, but Micah Parsons is a Green Bay Packer. We are broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. And producing today's show here on Rahimi and Harris with Mark Grody and Dan Wiederer, the Take the North podcast. We have today Robbie the Tree. Triano is over there. He's on the phone right now. It's a busy day today. We've got Baby T on the soundboard today. Tyler Farengol is with us. We've got our Twitch producers, our Score video producers, Connor O'Donnell, Jacob Stutz, and Max Curtis. And you know how it goes here on Rahimi and Harris. We keep the phone lines open, 312-644-6767. We'll probably be more earnest with the phone calls and our second segment of the show. But Dan, I want to ask you this question to begin today's festivities as it pertains to Micah Parsons, and that is this. Who do you believe is the most nervous person at Halas Hall today? Here are your choices. We'll go multiple choice. We're a multiple choice podcast. Ryan Poles, Ben Brown.
No.
I mean, Ben Johnson. Wow. God.
Ben Brown's not nervous at all.
He's always nervous.
He should be nervous, actually. Ben Johnson, Caleb Williams, or Braxton Jones, who is the most, or whoever, Bears left tackle turns out to be. I guess you could add that to the list. And maybe you have an honorable mention to this list as well. But who should be the most nervous person at the hall this morning?
I'm eliminating Braxton Jones immediately for this reason. The Packers are not on the Bears' schedule until December 7th.
Truth.
So that's like 3 months off. We don't know who the starting left tackle is going to be in week three, much less on December 7th. So Braxton Jones can take a deep breath and not have to worry about Micah Parsons for a long time. I will eliminate next Ben Johnson, because I think Ben has his own self-assurance and confidence in his ability to scheme for other team stars on defense. And I think that he's got proven production on his resume that will allow him to adjust for Micah Parsons' arrival in Green Bay. That leaves us with Caleb, and it leaves us with Ryan Poles.
My gut
is to eliminate Caleb for now, because again, they've got 3 months to get this thing figured out for the first time that they have to play the Packers. It leaves Ryan in a little bit of a push to figure out what he needs to do to strengthen this roster to be competitive in this division, right? Like, I think that's where we're at now, Grody. We're looking up at a division championship team that's taken the North and not given it back. The Detroit Lions won 15 games last year. You're looking up at a Minnesota Vikings team that still has Kevin O'Connell as its head coach, who has gotten the most out of that football team for the 3 years that he's been there. And you're looking up now at a Packers team that you thought might be closer to you in class. And certainly after you went up to their place and beat them last year and made them 1-5 in the North, you thought maybe they're the first team we can leapfrog. And now they go out and get one of the top five defenders in the league. And so I think the pressure immediately is on Ryan Poles to strengthen the roster to be competitive with a division that has shown that they're going after things right now.
Especially when maybe, you know, top three potential issues for the Bears this year, as we've hit people over the head with it, because it's like it's
still an issue
that they don't have somebody that we know for sure at this moment who can, like, nobody can guarantee that somebody on the Bears is going to have double digit sacks.
Right.
It's just impossible to
right.
do that.
Right. Man, like that's a problem, right? In this era of NFL football, disruption on the quarterback is an absolute catalyst to being a really good team. And we've got to figure out if the Bears can do that. You know, we talked in transition about our guy, D.A. Dennis Allen, for those who aren't yet familiar with D.A. He wants to play a certain style of defense, right? And his style of defense is very aggressive. It relies very heavily on man coverage. And for man coverage to work, you have to have consistent pressure on the quarterback. And so you've got to get the production out of the guys you invested in to create that production. When you're in Green Bay and you've got a guy like Parsons, you understand that every single week you've got a weapon, and you use that weapon as best you can to make other offenses and other quarterbacks very uncomfortable. And so now everybody else has got to respond to you, you know, and that's what the Bears have to find. And that's what DA has to find with the guys that are rushing the passer.
This is Raheemy and Harris Show. That's Dan Weider. I'm Mark Grody. We are filling in. Dan and I regularly do the Take the North podcast. Yeah, we'll have some good stuff coming up today. We've got some of our old friends like Prince Amukamara and Kyle Long coming up later on the show. One thing that I have said a couple times, Dan, when we have talked about on the podcast and talked about the idea of Ryan Poles making a big splash move,
yeah.
I have said pretty consistently, and I know you've pushed back a little bit, I've said I think they're a year away from making those moves. Like I said that at the be like I don't think this is the year that they are going to do something grand like the Packers did. And I know your little bit of pushback was look what Khalil Mack meant
sure.
to the 2018 Bears, a bad team in 2017, right? Weren't they bad in 2017?
Yes, absolutely.
They were a bad team in 2017.
That's why they changed coaches. And
then everybody won. Then you had Coach of the Year, Ryan Pace, believe it or not, was the Executive of the Year, whatever that award is, GM of the Year.
Yeah.
And like everybody won because, in large part, because Khalil Mack was the force of what turned out to be an elite 2018 Bears defense.
I am a renowned pusher back or pushbacker? Which one am I? I like to push back a little bit.
Pusher backer, yeah.
In backer
of pushes.
In this particular case, I don't push back on you that much on this one because I don't.
We're not an arguing podcast, but it was you were a little bit more like,
I don't think the Bears are positioned or ready to go after it right now. Like I think there's just too much that has to fall into place.
Okay, so you are on that page.
Yeah, so
okay.
I think that they are a year away from that. I'm on that page there. Now, I will say that the jolt that the 2018 Bears got from that Saturday morning, Labor Day weekend, 2018, like we can all, everybody in Chicago can tell you where they were when they first got that piece of information, right, and what they did with it. And as somebody who is a, you know, I guess you'd say notorious pump the brakes guy, with fans in the city, I couldn't find many reasons on the morning of the Mac trade to pump the brakes, right? Like you go through it and you're like, young guy in his prime. Yes, you had to give up some draft capital and you had to pay some money to this guy to come join your team.
You've got some good products there already,
but
on that defense.
Right. It was an ascending defense.
Team Hicks.
Yeah. Eddie Jackson was at the peak of his career.
Superstar.
I mean, you had a linebacking core that could do some damage, and Eddie Goldman was up front, and everything else that you had there. You're like, this can only make a very good defense better. And then amazingly, we go from Khalil Mack's introductory press conference on a Sunday, 1 week later to Lambeau Field, and you're like, oh. This impact was instant, right? Like within two drives, it was instant. And you're like, okay, this wasn't just all chatter. This is real live all-pro impact from a guy that can change the trajectory of the season. It is still the best and most visited place in the Cold Tub Time Machine. For those of you who follow the Take the North podcast, we go back to 2018 a lot in the Cold Tub Time Machine.
Yeah, we don't do 85 Bears. We do 2018 Bears. We're very modern.
Very modern with that trip. Yeah. And so like, if people in Green Bay and people in Wisconsin are dreaming those dreams today, completely understand.
Do you remember when Roquan Smith was dialed up on his first play as he entered the game, and Vic Fangio
got a blitz.
Remember Vic Fangio, VF, if he wanted to keep doing the initials, the Fange man. Yeah.
You remember Aaron Lynch?
Of course.
I think
he was at the defensive end.
Yeah, yeah. And notorious for, or renowned, I guess is a better way to put it, for being a good quote in the locker room.
Oh, he was the best, man.
He called, I think he called Vic a MF and gangster or something like that. Like, so that's how we're going to refer to Vic going forward, is MF and gangster.
I love Aaron Lynch. Dispensary guy. Yeah. Good dude. Loved him.
But yeah, look, like, yeah, and we talked about the price. Here's a good story. We may have shared this on the podcast one time. George McCaskey tells the story of when they were in line to get Khalil Mack, and he said he had to go to his mom and say,
"Mom,
hey, Mom, Ryan is trying to trade for Khalil Mack. It's going to cost us two first-round picks." And she said, "If Ryan believes that's the answer to make this team a contender, then go ahead and do it." He said, and then he went back and he talked to Ted Phillips, and Ted said, "It's going to cost us $90 million in guaranteed money." And he said, "Mom can read about that in the paper."
Oh, man, that's wild. And that trade, just as a refresher, it was, and I'll read the Micah Parsons one again, too, just to
please
top
do
it.
Please
but,
do.
But, yeah, so, and I want to hear what Dan's reaction is, because this is the trade, the Khalil Mack trade, September 1, that's the way I talk, 2018 is when the deal went down. In 2019... A 2019 first-round pick. This is what the Bears are giving up for Khalil Mack. A 2020 first-round pick. Mm-hmm. A 2020 third-round pick. A 2019 sixth-round pick. And then 6 years and $141 million. Wasn't that the initial bundle that he got, $141?
Yeah. It was 90 and guaranteed. And for a day, I think he was the highest-paid defensive player in NFL history until Aaron Donald signed.
Oh, yeah.
That same month.
Okay. Okay. And then did Mack then sit out at training camp and pout about it? The Dallas Cowboys trade was Parsons to Green Bay for a first round pick in 2026, first round pick in 2027, and then the big difference is
a lot of money.
Of course the money, and then defensive tackle Kenny Clark. The Bears did not give up a player asset in this particular trade.
As we talked about in transition, I don't think that's a small deal, because you know we're going to talk later about how aggressive should the Bears have been when the Micah Parsons discontent became pretty apparent. And you have costs, right? And the costs are what you just named in draft capital. The costs are the $136 million in guaranteed money that you have to pay Micah Parsons. The costs are also that you're giving up an established, proven, really good starter for your defensive front, like the Packers did. And so, you know, that's a big deal, right? Like, that's a big part of the price tag. Now, I always say, if you want nice things in life, you got to pay for them, right? Like, and you can't just be conservative and cheap and say, well, we want to be great and we want to do this and that and not be willing to go to those lengths. So you give the Packers credit for their aggression. They obviously see an opening. They see a window of opportunity here, and they're going to attack. I always love teams that feel like they have the juice to go for it. The Packers clearly feel like they have the juice to go for it now, and we'll see where this pans out. What I would ask you is, we cannot deny what 2018 was for Chicago, right? It's a division championship season. The Bears are in the playoffs. They're a kick away from advancing in the playoffs. And you're like, that was unreal to see what Khalil Mack did to be a catalyst of some of that. 4 years later, he leaves, and they never won a playoff game while he was here. So in retrospect, was that trade worth it for the Bears? They got that one season, and Bears fans love that one season every decade, right? Like, that you can lean into and hug. But beyond that, there was no high-level sustained success. And, you know, and you look back and you go, damn.
Yeah, I think that's a great question. And I think that's a good question for fans, too, because it was a blast of a season. It was so fun.
Yeah.
You know that. I mean, especially relative to all the other years, Dan, because you've been on the beat a lot longer than I have, and we don't have to go through that. But you are...
Let's go through all the losses.
Yeah, I mean, seriously. So it was, that season was just, in so many ways, it was just so fun with... Even with Matt Nagy and his the crazy plays that he was calling, and seeing Eddie Jackson become an All-Pro, and Roquan Smith and Khalil Mack, and Akeem Hicks may have been my favorite out of the whole bunch, you know, in terms of the impact. So
and a guy who benefited from Mack's arrival, right? Like,
don't tell him that.
I was just gonna say, never really liked admitting that, but obviously those two guys in tandem worked well together. Do you remember the hashtag Bears Dance to Anything?
It
was like, you know, there was a well thought out end zone celebration for every time they visited the end zone,
led
particularly
by
on defense.
Led by who?
Well, let's talk to him later today.
Yeah, Prince Amukamara was the choreographer. Is that the right word?
He had a lot of creativity in the celebration chats. Let's bring that up.
Yeah, we will. We will. Prince Amukamara will join us at 1:25. We got Kyle Long at noon. And coming up next, we'd love to hear from you at 312-644-6767. Getting a bunch of text messages as well. 312-644-6767. Ask Take the North. We'll throw a couple things out there. If you just have a Bears question for us, we'll do Ask Take the North throughout the show. And, hey, it's not that difficult. Just spilled my Topo Chico all over the place. Okay, we have an actual.
It's the last one in the building, too. It's the last one.
Oh, man. It's just a little bit. Oh, my God. It's sparkling all over the place. Oh, no. There's Mitch. We got trouble.
How do we get more of that?
It's just water. It's just water. Oh, my God. This little baby bottle of Topo Chico just spilled on my. Guys, I need help. And just what do you think? What do you think about Micah Parsons, the Packer? Are you mad? Are you scared? How are you feeling today relative to how you were feeling the previous day?
Given what just happened, I'm scared.
I mean, is this not the epitome of it right here? I done spilled my Topo Chico. 312-644-6767 is the Raheem and Harris Show with me, Mark Rohde, on the score.